Today's lesson is about transformation, our mantra. My thoughts and actions trigger the best of my genetics and enact the best of my culture within me. We know that transformation can be difficult, it can be scary. Transformation ebbs and flows. We go up and down, we experience highs on the peaks, and we experience lows in the valleys. But if you're committed to transformation, if you're committed to leading a life of well-being, a life of impact, a life of meaning, then transformation is something that is challenging, but in time, it isn't scary anymore, right? It becomes something that you graciously accept because you know that it's time for you to move on. It's time for you to go on to whatever's next for you. In biocognition, we know that genetics is a little part of what determines our well-being. Instead, we look primarily at how culture influences the co-emergence of biological and cognitive health. In other words, we look at the way that the culture around us impacts the way our mind and body respond, healthfully or healthlessly. Right? So we can look at, once we get into these practices, we can go back in time and reflect on moments and patterns that maybe seem just totally normal to us, and we start to see that they were triggering in a negative way. They triggered stress response, they triggered inflammation, it was shaming, betraying, or abandoning in some way. When we can recontextualize and actually go through a sustainable transformation process, we can stop energy vampires from stealing from us. We can stop predatory, manipulative people from preying on us. So in the theater of change, which we know by now is the fourth phase of a biocognitive contemplative technique, the theater of change is where transformation through meditation is actually embodied. I like to use the word embodiment instead of talking about the theater of change, although they are the same thing, essentially. So again, in our contemplative techniques through biocognition, we start with relaxation, phase one. Feet on the floor, back against the back of the chair. That triggers relaxation. Phase two, observation. Go inward with the breath and take a moment just to observe the breath. Where is it coming from? What's the quality of the breath? A very, very basic body scan is also part of the observation. Scanning from the top of the head to the bottoms of the feet, what do you notice? Then we go into phase three, which is contemplation. We start to ask questions. We start to see insights emerge. We like to ask questions that are what and how questions, because it takes us to action, instead of why questions that tend to lead us into rabbit holes of more why. So you can ask why questions all day long, and it just takes you in a giant circle. Asking how and what questions takes us more to practical, functional, actionable kinds of insights. So today we're going to be focusing on what the theater of change is all about by doing a technique that is actually going into the theater of change. So wherever you are today, I invite you into a comfortable meditative posture right now. If you're in a chair, placing your feet on the floor, feeling your back against the back of your chair. If you're lying down, lying on your back so that the back of your body feels safe, supported, and secure. This triggers relaxation without you doing anything. As you're settling in, go inward with your breath. Close the eyes and begin to observe the quality of your breath, observing where the breath is coming from. Taking a moment right now to scan from the top of the head down to the bottoms of the feet. What are you noticing? As we step into contemplation and embodiment, I invite you into the theater of change. In this theater, you find yourself on a big, round, wooden stage, a Shakespearean stage, or a Shakespearean theater, with wooden bleachers cascading around you in a circle also. It's dark, there's no one in there but you. And as you're standing on the stage, again, take a moment to observe the body. What are you noticing? On this stage, you are the star. You're the main actor. There's nobody else there, which means you are also the director and the writer. This stage is a safe space to play out things that have happened in the past and transform, recontextualize, and embody what you want the future to be. Flipping the script, the narrative, the story, but also enacting it, embodying the health and well-being changes that come from the transformation and improvement of changing the script and narrative. On this stage, as you're observing your body, you're observing your mind. Again, say to yourself, I am the star of my show. Looking around, you're the center. In your life, all of your actions, all of your choices, your thoughts ultimately impact you. So as the lead star, how does this feel? Checking in with the body. Are there distractions that come in? Cognitively, is your mind trying to distract you from the fact that you are the star of the show? Physiologically, where do you pick up on tension, discomfort, heat, stickiness, pain, twitching? Go to that space. Inhale, exhale. Reassure yourself that it's okay. That indeed, you are the star of the show. You were meant to be here. This stage was created just for you. Begin to walk around the perimeter of the stage, pausing once in a while to look out into the empty seating. Beginning to visualize who might be in those seats. Continuing to pace around, back and forth, very intentionally. You're not wandering. You have intentional movement going around this space, owning the stage because it's yours. Looking out in the audience to see who you would imagine being there to support you unconditionally. And pausing to see where you feel it. What do you notice when you see this person? Continue moving, looking into a different part of the stage, looking out into the audience that you're imagining now as supporters. Who else is there? How does that person make you feel? Coming back to the center of the stage, embody that love, embody that compassion. How do you do this? You become still. You breathe into any spaces in the mind-body that are resisting your excellence. You don't force it out. You don't shame yourself. You simply breathe into the spaces that are not used to you embracing your greatness. You breathe into that space, excellence. Continue to inhale excellence. And exhale shame. If you're not embracing your excellence, you're experiencing the sense of being ashamed of yourself. Inhaling excellence, exhaling shame. Allowing that space in the body to let go of the shame. And instead, bring in excellence, greatness, and honor. You know that you're the writer. You know that you're the director. You can change the script in your mind. You can change the behavior that comes with it. But what's most important is the agency, the action, the empowerment, the greatness, the power and control that you have over your own life. So as the main star, as the star of the show, you have a responsibility to yourself. Own up to it. Accept your greatness rather than looking at life as a horrible challenge. Rather than looking at life as continuous obstacles. Life is a theater, life is a stage from which you can reclaim your power and control to live out a life of service with meaning and purpose. Inhaling excellence, exhaling excellence. Allow the body to continue healing, strengthening, and transforming so that you can continue to live out your best life possible. Be well, my friend.